Ian Ando on Joy 94.9.
A very good morning to you. It's exactly 6 o'clock on Thursday the 17th of September. 12 degrees, forecast top of 14. Not much movement there, Annie Louie.
Not much movement. It was hot last night. I had to, strip off.
Oh!
Sorry to start the show this way.
32 Sycamore Street in West Melbourne if you're looking for a... No. Hey, we've got a cracking show coming up. First of all, because one of the benefits of being up early is we get in here first. We're the first to drop some great new tracks from David Guetta and Sia, Tate McRae, Clean Bandit, Mabel, all this within
the
hour.
So once I listen to all these tracks, am I going to be verifiably cool?
Even more than you already are.
Oh, thanks. You had to say that.
Hey, what are we talking about this morning?
This morning, I was inspired by something I saw on Instagram.
On the gram.
I saw something that a friend had ordered and it was not what they expected at all, quite hilariously. So can't wait to tell you all about that. It's a sizing thing.
A sizing thing. How many times does it happen when you expect something and when it turns up or when you meet it or when you get it home, it's just not what you thought it was going to be.
This is not what I ordered.
This is not what I asked for. Jump on the text line 0427 569 949. Slide into our DMs on Instagram, Annie and Ando, and let us know. Have you ever got something that your expectation didn't match the reality? You're up early. You're up early with Annie and Ando on your Thursday morning. Annie Louie, we're talking expectation versus reality.
Great topic. When they don't match up, it has some hilarious consequences.
Really? Yeah. It can be more than hilarious. It can be devastating.
Yeah, and it makes you just fume. This happened to me. I went to a certain stationery store. If the big green shed is... You know what?
Oh, their sister, the blue shed, the blue box.
The blue box.
The green shed and the blue box.
Yeah,
they're brothers and sisters.
Well, very naughty. This the blue box I went to. I went and bought a phone cord that said on the box 1.5 metres long and I went sick.
So that what's a comparison of what's 1.5? The average person is about 1.7.
Yeah, it's like nearly my height.
Okay, so that's a decent length cord.
Yeah, or like one
bit
giant
of length in that one.
Step. And I'm like, I'm going to put that in the car, then people in the back seat can control the tunes while I drive.
Did you go get your Uber license?
I've always had it.
How
do you think I support my comedy?
I saw Mentos in your bag the other day and some bottles of water and now this extension lead.
Exactly. So who wants the aux cord? So that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted in my car. Took it home, opened it and went, what the hell?
What do you mean?
It was 1.5 metres but curled up and I was like, what the frick? I have seen... Dick's bigger than that.
Annie, you said you got a bit upset and fumed. Wow. So how big was it coiled tight?
The size of my hand, the length.
But it turned into 1.5.
Yeah.
That would be, imagine if that was a guy.
I would be furious. I'd be back you go.
Hang on. It goes from the size of your hand to 1.5 metres.
Oh, other way round.
Yeah, other way round. It's not a shrinker. Oh, do you know the concept of grower versus shower?
No. Oh, quick, I'm getting out my gay glossary.
It's not a gay thing. It's just, it's a penis thing.
Okay, I've got to update my glossary into just a sex diary.
So imagine you've walked into a gym or a change room full of guys. After a footy game, there we all are slapping each other's butts and flicking with towels. That's my sort of fantasy. But anyway.
You haven't been to a gym, have you?
Isn't that what that all happens? Just bum slaps and high fives. And you look around all the tackle there, all the bits, the man bits, right?
Yep.
There's going to be some that the distance between where they are non-aroused versus when they're aroused is you're either a grower or a shower. So you might naturally be, let's say, decent, a bit big, and it doesn't change much between non-aroused and aroused.
Uh-huh. It sounds very scientific when you say it.
So you're a grower, goes from little to big, and if you're a shower, it's big that just goes a little bit.
My goodness. And it's hot and flush. We're just looking at the clock now going, when are they going to get that giant hook and grab us by the neck?
Get up with Annie and Ando, only on Joy.
Staying on the topic of online shopping expectations versus reality, it seems a lot of people fall for accidentally buying Dolls House furniture and accessories. You might remember, like, 3 years ago, it was viral. This woman bought a little, well, it wasn't little, she thought it was full-sized, acrylic chair
for her. Oh, those famous sort of oval, and they come in clear.
Acrylic plastic. She wanted to have it in front of her makeup mirror. Because she's a very fashionable lady. She's got these fake nails. Then you see her. It's arrived. She's holding it with her claws. It's tiny.
So it's a doll's house. Doll's house.
Yep. And similarly, a man has bought a full size. He thought it was one of those nice, like, Moroccan rugs. And a bit of a tongue twister there. Moroccan rug. And it's come out smaller than his face.
I logged onto Facebook the other day, which I do. I try and do at least once every 3 months. I don't get there very often. More a gram guy than the old book. But, oh God, I'm cool.
tell me more about your life story.
Friends of the family,
friends
of mum and dad that are friends on Facebook, have got really into making miniatures. I was going to say miniature crap, and that's disrespectful. So miniature stuff for their dolls' houses.
What dolls' houses are they using?
They're making, and I've made the bowl of fruit for the kitchen, and I've made the rug, and I don't know what they'd make. I think they use plasticine.
Do they have kids?
Grandkids.
Oh, so it's purely for their own enjoyment, really.
It's like doing jigsaw puzzles or something in your old age, but they're making dollhouses.
Do they make it out of plasticine?
Yeah, I think so, and then maybe bake it. It's pretty cool. I could see, but why I'm saying this is I can see why your woman with that plastic chair got tricked, because the stuff looks so real.
So real, yeah.
But I do also go, I always click the specifications link on the page.
Are you always measuring it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some sites, I think, when they're overseas and it's so damn cheap, like, they don't give you all the details.
Wasn't that a clue? 99 cents. She's got a chair for 99 cents.
Yeah, but on eBay, anything's possible.
Snuggle up to Annie and Ando every weekday morning on Joy.
Annie Louie, when you think expectation versus reality, what's your view on body enhancing clothing?
I remember, in my earlier heydays, having the push-up bra.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable to hug people because they can tell straight away, like, what is on your chest that's rock hard?
Oh, is there, because some women put chicken fillets in so that it's more wobbly and, like, why am I grabbing my chest and shaking them at you now? But chicken is meat, so it's more flesh feeling like.
Well, they're not literal chicken fillets.
Yes, I've heard. They're expensive, but sometimes you can get the bulk pack up with all the hormones. You get it. But a humid day and the flies are following.
Legit. They're called that because they look like it. They're silicon ones that you can get to stuff your bra if they have the slots to put it in.
So that's for women. Or it doesn't have to be women, anyone that wants a chest, let's go there. For dudes or mask, there's a whole bunch of other things you can get, right?
Just put a sock down there?
No, but there is. There's padded front pouch, but padded rear pouch.
Padded rear pouch?
Yeah, so a butt enhancing.
For the cheeks.
Yes, so it adds more meat to your butt.
Oh.
And you can get a front pad that adds more more pad to your junk.
This reminds me of a clown class that I did. We had to make all these costumes to make ourselves look grotesque.
Mm.
I can't believe people do it in real life.
No, I don't know that it makes them look grotesque. If you had to, I don't know, be on stage at the Maya Music Bowl and you just felt a bit conscious about your flat tush and you wanted a bit of projection, what's wrong with having
projection?
Projection from the rear projection.
Like, imagine that you're watching some beautiful projections and then someone comes up, oh, look at that projection.
Yeah, ooh. Let's run this story a little bit further. You get invited to the after party and you get chatting to the person that was on the stage with the beautiful projection from their butt.
That doesn't sound right.
And you go, hey, just wondering, would you like to catch up for a drink afterwards? You catch up for a drink, you go back to their place for a cup of coffee. Something happens. All of a sudden, they take off their tenundies. And it's like, the projection's left on the floor of the bedroom.
Is this White Knight or something?
What's
all the projections on the building.
Oh, no, I meant like when something sticks out. So with the booty and the junk, and all of a sudden there's a flat to it. Like, does that matter? Would you think less of the person?
I think, why did you think that it was... that I wouldn't like you without the giant tush, you know?
But sometimes, it's not always giant. You can get small, medium and large. projection or paddings, right?
Ando the projection salesman.
There's the other one, which I think is for any gender, is roundo butt, which is this big cutout that forces, it gives you a BBL.
What's a BBL?
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh.
BBL. It gives you a BBL, apparently, just with, and they're like Spanx, and I know Spanx is a brand, compression clothing that you wear to look skinnier. Have you ever worn a Spanx?
Yeah, probably for like a special occasion, but a lot of like stockings have them now anyway. Like they just
in your legs.
Force you to suck in. No, because you know, you put on the stockings.
Oh, and with the gusset the,
yeah,
and
the gusset.
Top,
it's the top like, part. Even if you didn't want it, they've just built it in.
I've got a couple of Spanx singlets that I used to wear.
Spanx singlets?
They're like a white man singlet.
How do they squeeze if there's nothing attached to any of your limbs?
Or like, well, it's good for like your man, your dad bod. It's great for a dad bod upper body. So it just, but it's so much effort getting into it. Last time I wore it was years ago, and it was a function I was at, and I was in a white shirt, and I just wanted to feel, I wanted to fit into something, and I just didn't want those tummy rolls over the top of the table. So there I am. Great. Lunch turns to afternoon tea, turns to dinner, turns to a little bit of a boogie. So it was late when I got home. I was on the floor trying to get out. I was trapped in a Spanx singlet. I was locked in there. I was like, there was no getting out.
Oh, gosh. Today we have been talking about expectation versus reality and when online ordering especially fails. And this was one that popped up on my Instagram. Jenny Zhao ordered a vase. Mm-hmm. It was, I believe, Michelangelo's David head. And ooh. In the picture, it came out the size of her palm, maybe smaller. It was something she ordered online. So here to talk about it is Jenny.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we all love a bit of online shopping, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I ordered this overseas on this website called Taobao, which is like an eBay Amazon extraordinaire. You can buy anything on it from like holidays to, I don't know, echidnas to David's heads. So those David head things on like plinths have been super popular on Instagram. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to jump on the trend train, going to have a cute picnic with my David's head and a bunch of flowers in it. I shipped it over via sea for 30 days, finally made it here, unpacked it. And there was this tiny box inside the box. And I was like, what is this? What did I buy? And I was like, oh, God, I hope it's not broken or anything. I open it and there's two tiny David's heads. So I accidentally bought double, but it's okay because it was like $4. And then I took it out and I was like, I didn't order this. And then I checked the description. It didn't say mini. It said vase. And then David in Chinese is da wei, which is like big. And I just held it up to my head, took a selfie and posted it onto Instagram.
What would David think? Like, he'd be excited that all those years later he's rocking the gram, but then they're making mini versions of him.
Yeah, and like I wanted to put a whole bunch of flowers in and all I could do was those stupid little Bunnings flower pots that are like $4. I cut off like three of the tiny flowers, shoved it in his head. And then I tried to put water in it and it just all leaked out.
It's bad enough that it's small, but then it's like getting a dude home and he's little and then realising it doesn't work either because the water ran out.
Not too bad if you forgot you'd ordered two. That might make up for it.
Oh yes, if I use the same analogy, that's quite nice.
Jenny, you are an influencer, verified. You have a profile online, you've got an agent. Did anybody honestly reply to your story saying, I'm actually interested in getting one of those little Davids?
I've actually had three girls message me a picture and being like, I bought the exact same thing. And it's just sitting on their bedside table next to like a regular size candle, which looks ginormous. And they're like, I thought it was full size too.
Tell us a bit about the rest of the things that you get up to as an influencer. We are very curious because Ando's been working on it for years.
Oh, Ando, maybe you need to give me some tips.
The butt shots always get more likes, but I don't think we've got the same sort of followers. But anyway.
I feel like I've kind of been working on it for years because I've always been in the entertainment kind of sector working. So I work as an actor and like a radio host, DJ back in China as well. But this year it's gotten slightly better because I think everyone's just at home so they've got nothing to do. So they're just like actually watching my videos and actually liking my photos. So that's great.
I wanted to ask you, recently Josh Thomas, he was on a panel that years ago and it started trending on Twitter again where he had said that he didn't think there were enough non-white people to suit the roles in Australian TV. And when he said that, it
like blew up because people were like, you're just not giving them the opportunities. And he was actually saying, yeah. no, I just don't think they have the skills, to be honest.
Oh.
Very controversial. Yeah, it was bad. When that came up, I thought of you as an extra, or you even have lines in Please Like Me.
I'm a latte girl.
You're a customer, yeah.
And I thought, what is he? He would have been on set at the time. Like, he didn't see the talent to make you.
Oh, no.
Why weren't you the lead?
Well, I was really bad. I'm not going to say it. He was meant to give me change and he just wouldn't give me the change. So I would stand there awkwardly with my hand out. And I think maybe he just hated me for that because I was really awkward and I got fired. Not really, but I had my 2 seconds of fame on his show.
It was one ep. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oops.
Take that, Josh. You're on the rise now. We are talking to Jenny Zhao.
Can I ask a personal question, Jenny?
Yeah.
You do something of a morning when you make your bed that I've never seen another human being do. Do you get a lint roller out and run it over the sheet?
I do. Wait, when have you seen me do this?
Just outside your window. I gave him.
Oh, are you more creeped out that I know this than not the fact that she's there with a lint roller rolling her sheet of a morning?
When you said lint, I immediately thought belly button. I'm like, wow, that's dirty belly.
She's a lint machine. So every morning as she straightens her sheet, she makes a good bed, actually. It was on one of your vlogs. Everyone's thinking I'm at this creep outside your window.
Because sometimes if you use like flannelette bedding, the hair kind of sticks to it.
Yeah.
So I like to roll it off, and generally our room gets really dusty, and me and my boyfriend both have like dust allergies. So
lint rollers, buy one get one free.
Hey, how's your son doing? How's your kid cat?
I'm happy to share that he's got his first sponsorship coming up soon.
Get out of here!
Wow, come on, give us the goss.
He's finally earning me some money. There's this app that you can just apply from. They're like, we want you to show your crazy bond with your cat. So I applied, and his story being that I spent like a crap ton of money immigrating him to Australia, so I really needed him to, you know, just help pay the rent.
he needs to go bust on the street.
He's got a sensitive stomach, and his food cost me $80 a bag. Oh. So like,
Annie and I sometimes have a sensitive tummy.
Yeah, but nobody's paying for my diet.
No, same. Colonel Sanders, hello.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Jenny, if people want more of you, which why wouldn't they, where can they get it?
Well, they can either follow for daily updates on Ando because he knows everything about my life. Or he can go. You can go to my Instagram, which is at Jenny J Zhao, so Z-H-O-U, and YouTube should just be Jenny Zhao, Z-H-O-U again.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. If you have expectation versus reality stories, we want to hear them. Slide into our DMs. Even send us a photo on Instagram, Annie and Ando. You're up early.
Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
24 minutes to 7, 12 degrees and a forecast top of 14. We are talking expectation versus reality this morning.
Well, yeah, we've talked a lot about the online shopping. We're steering away from that now.
Well, kind of. Do you ever, when you're looking for a share house or a rental or even buying a home, do you ever look through all those real estate sites and look through the pictures of homes?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, Domain?
Domain.
Great site to look at all the rich people's houses.
Yes. Yes. And see inside. Well, there's trickery going on. So when we think about...
You're kidding me.
I know.
The real trickery is that I don't live there.
In the real estate game, there's trickery. Hey, Fish Eye Lens. You heard of it?
Yeah. I reckon real estate would have been the first adopters of it before we got the filters.
So it's actually the lens that comes standard on a GoPro.
That's it. Pre-GoPro, they weren't using GoPros. They had other visual tricks.
Like Vaseline on the lens. So what that means, if you don't know what a fisheye lens does, it essentially creates more convex or concave. I always get those two. Anyway, it's more rounded and it makes a room look bigger. So if you go in the tight corner of a room, a lounge room, and you take a photo of the room with this camera or lens, suddenly it looks bigger. So on the internet, you're going, yeah, my 7 fridges, 8 cats and 4 lounges will fit in that room. Easy.
And then you get there, you're like, I live in a doll's house now.
It's a doll's house. Correct. I think that's wrong. What would happen if you took a photo of yourself with that?
I reckon, yeah, you get stretched in every
blowout
corner.
Blowout?
Yeah.
not projection. The wrong kind of projection.
Yeah. I like going into a house of mirrors.
Oh, I remember that at the Carney.
The Carney, yeah.
The Carney.
But, yeah, I don't know if people have been tricked into buying a house from that, though. Surely you wouldn't believe everything you see.
It's more wasting time going to the open for inspections where you go, it looks so big in the picture, suddenly I often will count things and try and do scales. So I'll go, okay, ovens are normally 900 or 600 or 900 wide centimetres.
Oh, yes, gotcha.
So, and you can normally tell by how many burners are on top if it's 900 or a 600. So then I go, that oven looks ginormous. Or the cooktop, there's no way. So then you go, okay, those pantries actually, or the pantry's tiny and this is tiny.
I know quite a few friends who have purchased houses online during this time and they haven't inspected them. Isn't that wild?
Just for investments?
No, to live there afterwards. That's their first home.
What do you mean they haven't inspected this?
Yeah. Well, you're apparently not allowed to go, but they've looked thoroughly online and then they've gone and photoshopped themselves in front of the house. Like badly as a joke. Yeah, yeah.
Was the agent allowed in there? Like virtual tours?
Yeah, maybe virtual tours.
Maybe you don't do a fisheye with it. Yeah. And you've got how tall are you, Samantha? Well, I'm 5'2". Wow, the kitchen bench is low. Like you try and get some, you need scale.
Yeah, you need a bit of scale.
Well, your tape measure, Samantha.
Yeah, can you take this tiny doll's house chair and just bring it on the tour
on
with
the
you?
Kitchen bench for me.
Up early, Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
Very good morning to you, Anna Murphy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She's chewing. Why are you chewing, Anna?
I'm doing your chip challenge.
Yeah. You are a hero.
I can't taste anything in these chips. I'm not sure what the hell's going on.
Are you okay? Are you sick?
No, I'm totally fine. Well, they're obviously a bean of some sort. They're not a normal chip.
Yep. Right.
So I started with the first one and that had a bit of chili in it. Are they beans?
Their peas have been mashed up and shaped into a bean. So these are for our 100th chip day on Tuesday.
100th
bag. So I've done what you're doing now almost 100 times. So you've got in front of you, that's 97. Oh, I always get this one. 98, 99 and 100.
Really? Have I got the last three?
Yeah, so this is what everyone's going to be guessing and you'll find out on Tuesday what they really are. But tell me, lock in a guess for each if you can.
Well, I'm just no good at deciphering these tastes. So now I've done all three, I'm very confused. Not
the
way to go.
You said the first one's spicy, so you're onto
something.
First one's
got some chili in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or jalapeno.
Oh, jalapeno.
Because it's a jalapeno. Because there was a little cleanup. The middle one, 99. Mm. I don't know. It's a smoother taste. There was no spice in it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You are correct there.
I don't know what kind of barbecue-y type of... Okay. Yep, is it sold as a barbecue-y thing?
Can't tell you now, but...
And this is the last one.
Oh, good crunch on it.
You say that every time.
Well, I want the listener to know that you're not deliberately just chewing into the microphone.
No, well, I'm just... Yeah. Sorry, everyone. This is really hard for me. This sort of reminds me of like a bacon.
Oh.
I thought you were going to mention a person. Kind of reminds me of...
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin. I don't know why I thought...
Kevin Bacon. Oh, my God. I don't know. I need to go home now.
Hey, well, thank you so much for trying our chips. It is our 100th chip challenge on Tuesday next week. But what's coming up on the Murphys this
morning? Well, it's International Country Music Day.
Yeehaw!
So we're going to be celebrating some of the fine international country...
Are you going to put on like a Dolly Parton accent for the whole show? That would be fun.
Oh, my goodness. I might.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've got a very fun story about her.
Can I read West a song?
Tune in.
Bit of Jolene?
Maybe.
Oh,
Mr. Murphy's in there putting a list together. Oh. So
Ando
just...
comes in every morning and blasts that anyway. He doesn't need
Not
any
every
more
morning.
Jolene.
I haven't played it for a week.
He's very country. And then also we will be talking to the RSPCA. Craig Doig's going to join us, so he'll be talking to us. Tim Little, our Rainbow Rover, and also, of course, we'll tap into Kerry and Dolly because it's Thursday. Oh,
goodness. Enjoy
Thanks
those chippies.
The chips.
Thanks, Anna Murphy.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. It's Addie and Ando every morning on Joy.
11 minutes to 7 on your Thursday morning. Annie Louie, I've loved our little chat about expectation versus reality.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Hey, we've got a message.
Oh, we do. It's a voicemail.
Hey, Annie. Hey, Ando.
Oh, it's our boss.
This week's question comes from a long-term Joy listener and Joy member, big fan of the show. It comes from me, Judd Boaz.
Oh.
This is something that actually happened to me on the weekend. I need advice with it. What do you guys think? So, we're going a little bit crazy during the pandemic. So, my housemates and I thought, hey, cool little project we could do. Let's give a little care package to our neighbours. We've never met them, but they look kind of cool. One guy has like a bleach blonde mullet, so you know he's fun at parties. So we're like, let's make friends with the neighbours. This is a good time as any. We get a bowl from the kitchen, fill it with all these goodies, some flowers, some Ooh. Citrus from a tree in our backyard. We write a lovely little note that we wrote 4 or 5 drafts for, and we give it to the family next door to us and the cool people living 2 doors down as well. It has been 6 days, 4 of which have been business days, and they still haven't gotten back to us yet. Not a goddamn peep. Not only that, they haven't given us back the bowl either. What do we do? Do we have to key their cars or something? I don't understand what kind of animals we're living next to that don't even write a return note and return the bowl you give them the gift in after Ooh, 4, 5, 6 days.
I feel
God
like
created
have
the world in 7, and you can't give me back my bowl in 6.
Ready,
What's going on
case.
Here, guys? What should I do? How can I get my neighbours to respond to me? I feel like I'm going crazy here. Lots of love. Enjoying the show. Thanks, guys.
Aw. Thanks, producer Judd, for leaving us that voicemail.
Hey.
He's a busy man.
Hey, I've got an issue.
What's your issue?
I was getting really worked up listening to that voice message.
How come?
He doesn't bring us citrus.
No, I've never gotten a bowl of anything
from him. What care package has he ever bought us?
It's
ever.
Great this time because he can't respond.
Correct. What care package? Like citrus and flowers.
But it was also some of the housemates doing, so it might not have been him who brought the
wasn't
idea.
His idea. Yeah, no. I can't imagine our producer laying in bed going, oh, the blonde guy down the road with the mullet. I might make it. Actually, yeah, I can't imagine him doing that.
Maybe, but I feel he needs to check up on the neighbours just to make sure they're still alive. Because, you know, he's complaining about them not returning stuff. But did you check for signs of activity? It sounds like something that I'd see on a news report.
You're right. They should actually make sure they're all right. Though I'm also wondering, that whole thing of when you bring a bowl or a plate and people think that's part of the gift.
Yes. Well, in the hamper's part of the gift. You can't ask for the hamper back.
When you want a re-hamper, love doing a re-hamper, and you get your cellophane out and you tie it up.
You make it look brand new.
All those chutneys you've made and pickles and stuff. But, yeah, so I wonder, also, is this ISO-driven? He's in lockdown. All they've got is each other. I don't know how many people are. I think there's 13 people that live in his share house.
Yeah.
3 in his bedroom.
Yep. All wearing tinfoil hats. Is that what you're suggesting? They're going a little cuckoo?
Knowing our producer, they're not wearing much, Annie Louie.
Yeah, right. Don't think so. He's a very responsible gentleman.
He is. Well, notice I'm having fun because he's not here to respond.
Yes. Yeah. What's your serious answer, though? What do you think you should do about the bowl that's not returned?
I think drop them a little note.
Glad you enjoyed the snacks. Can I please have the bowl back?
Hey, not sure if you got the little something that we left you. I hope it put a smile on your face. P.S. I need my mum's bowl back.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. Like, yes.
Something. Though the other thing, how did he deliver it? Like, he's not supposed to be leaving his house.
Mailbox?
Oh, like
Front
drop
garden?
And run.
Piff it? Yeah.
Drop and run. Also, if you don't know someone, right, and they drop off something edible, are you questioning? Like, do you think, hey, I wonder if, like, I wouldn't eat it. If I don't know who it's from. Well,
I wish we could play the tape back, but he said it was fruit and flowers in it.
Flowers.
What did you make? It's fruit and flowers, some kind of salad with fruit and flowers.
No, I reckon he's put, you know, 3 lemons and he's picked some frangipani. Oh, no, not frangipani season. What's in season at the moment?
Pansies.
Pansies, winter pansies, which are edible.
Yeah. There you go. Yep.
The little violas or whatever they're called, the miniature ones.
We've got a message in on Instagram. Yeah. Annie and Ando is our handle. It's Luke saying, poor producer Judd, he's such a cutie.
He is. Oh, he's because I'm giving him a hard time.
Yeah.
Oh, Luke, you're right. He's a cutie patootie and he gives as good as he takes.
No. Okay.
Is that the right saying? Gives as good as it takes?
I don't know.
That's a nice sentiment, but I don't know why I'm questioning the sentiment.
Mm.
So would you eat something that somebody sent you? No.
If I knew where it came from, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not home baking, not these days. It could be like what they did to the Mormons visited, how they made
hash cookies.
And got them all. Oh, well, actually, bring it on, I'll eat.
That's valuable stuff at this time. I mean, that would be lovely. I think maybe, would you assume that it was just for you or do you think
They could have 13 people in their share house.
No, I mean, like, what if it was a neighbourhood drop and everyone got a cookie? Would you then eat it? Would you feel safer?
Nah, I'd go, who's that fruit tart that's moved into number 24?
Trying to suck up.
I did drop a bottle of champagne, a boxed bottle of champagne, into the neighbour when they moved in.
Oh, wow.
Just said, welcome to the area.
That
live next door.
Next level. That's sucking up to the extreme.
No, it was just, and we do it at Christmas too. We drop, but it's the same thing. You just buy, when they're on special, you buy a couple of cases of those box champagnes. Round races would be interesting. That's normally when I buy my Christmas champagne.
Yeah, well, you're giving Judd a hard time for not giving any bowls to us. Where's my box of champagne?
I gave you a raw chicken on our first show, Annie Louie. The first time we ever hit the airwaves, which is almost a year ago.
P.S. Monday, birthday, anniversary.
What is it with couples that don't remind each other about their anniversary coming up and then, like...
And then get mad.
Passive-aggressive behaviour. Yeah. Like, I can't believe you forgot. I've been thinking about it for weeks. Well, why didn't you bloody remind me?
Thanks for the reminder. It's what I needed. But, yeah, you hold that raw chicken over my head like it's better than a bottle of champagne.
Don't hold anything over your head, young lady. Hey, I think listener Luke, who just messaged in, is going to be a bit excited about tomorrow's show coming up.
What's coming up?
It's Good Boys Always Deserve Fruit is a mnemonic, Annie.
Ah, yeah.
And we're going to talk mnemonics tomorrow.
Yes, things that help you remember stuff.
Yes, memory hacks and mnemonics.
What's stuck with you?
Now, speaking of sticking, make sure you stick around for the Murphys. We'll be back with you from 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Woohoo.
Miss the show? Don't worry. You can get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.